For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega. A second person has now been charged in connection to the Michigan Attorney General's Office investigation into Michigan State University's handling of the Larry Nassar case. Former MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages was charged today with lying to police during the investigation into Nassar. To talk about this more, I'm joined by Al Martin, host of Current Sports here on WKAR. Al, thanks for speaking with me.
Anytime. Thank you, Karel.
So to start, what is Kathy Klages' history at MSU?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lengthy one. I mean, she was the head coach of the Michigan State University gymnastics team for 27 years. You know, during my time here at WKAR, Karel, I had the opportunity to sit down with her on multiple occasions as we kind of just dove into, you know, her history with the team and how many gymnasts she's put at the professional level and really garnered really a massive history of success here at the university, which is why she stuck around for almost 30 years. So during her time here, I mean, she was very, very renowned, Karel.
What are the exact charges that Klages is facing?
She is being charged with lying to the police amid an investigation into MSU's handling of sex abuse complaints against the former sports doctor Larry Nassar. Now, these charges were announced by Bill Forsyth, who, as many know, was appointed as special independent counsel by the state attorney general to investigate what's been going on here at Michigan State University. Now, you know, when it comes to these charges, Karel, if convicted of the felony and misdemeanor counts, I mean, she could face up to 4 years in prison.
On that note, Klages' name did come up during Larry Nassar's trial in Ingham County. What kind of accusations did Nassar survivors have towards Klages at that time?
You look at the timeline for her at Michigan State, Karel. I mean, you can go back to 1997, where former gymnast Larissa Boyce, who was at the time 16 years old, I mean, she came to Kathy and you know, just flat out said, look, I think I'm being abused here. And again, Kathy has gone on record to say that she did not discourage Larissa from coming forward, but Larissa disputes that. Also, you know, she was suspended by then athletic director Mark Hollis for actually coming to the aid, allegedly coming to the aid of Larry Nassar and having the team sign like a special card for Larry Nassar. And Mark Hollis went on to say that it kind of created just a bad environment, you know, a weird, not productive environment when it comes to the Michigan State University gymnastics team. So and this really is kind of like one of the last dominoes to fall here, you know. And again, we don't know what could happen moving forward in this investigation. But, you know, many have been waiting on this moment for Kathy Klages' name to come back to the surface when it comes to this, because she was so close to Larry Nassar.
I'm speaking with Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, on today's announcement from the Attorney General's office that former MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages is now being charged with lying to the police. Klages is the second person to be charged in connection to the Attorney General's office investigation into MSU's handling of Nassar. Earlier this summer, former MSU Dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine William Stramble was also charged. Al, what happened in Stramble's case?
Yeah, when it comes to Dean William Strample, as many know, I mean, there was a whole media fiasco right outside of his home, and you know, they went into his home and found, you know, just all sorts of kind of just disturbing things, disturbing material inside the house. But when it comes to the latest update, when it comes to William Strample, the former dean of, as you just mentioned, Karel, the College of Osteopathic Medicine at Michigan State, and he was you know, former boss of Larry Nassar. That case, the criminal case against Strample, was adjourned in circuit court actually last month on July 12th. Now, you know, when it comes to Strample, you know, the case wasn't called before the judge. He was inside a private conference room just outside the courtroom. A trial date will eventually be set. We don't know when that could be. Again, it could be, you know, months from now. Right now, and again, when it comes to his charges, he's also charged with, you know, two misdemeanor counts of willful neglect of duty related to the Nassar case.
What kind of reactions from the public have you seen on the announcement today of Klages' charges?
You know, this story broke just before Thursday's Current Sports. And, you know, we had a few callers and a few comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you know what? putting a finger, trying to put a finger on the pulse of the Michigan State community right now, a lot of them, and I hate to say this, they kind of want to move on, you know? And this is something that you just don't move on from. This takes a long time to come to some kind of conclusion. And we had a few comments on our Facebook page that were glad that finally Kathy Klages has, her name has resurfaced here, you know, that finally, you know, her feet is going to be put to the fire, and we're going to get to the bottom of her involvement here, and whether or not she did discourage gymnasts who tried to come forward and say, hey, this isn't right, and could have stopped it early. So we had a few comments on our Facebook page, pretty happy that Kathy Klages finally is going to have her time in court.
I've been speaking with Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, on today's announcement by the Attorney General's Office of charges being filed against former MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages for lying to the police. Al, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
This is WKAR.